Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to preaching the truth of the Bible. What does the Bible really tell us? Not some interpretation of men or denomination. This has nothing to do with personality or power or money. This has to do with you and God. In your home, because that's where the church really began, when the New Testament church began, in the home. And in the home, you have complete control over the environment. You can turn off the television, turn off the radio, turn off the music, and you can get out your Bible. You can turn on Church at Home. You can also get on our mailing list, cbcg.org, and we'll send you CDs every other week that contain anywhere from 2 to 6 or 8 sermons going through the Word of God, step by step, verse by verse, showing you the truth of God. And when you see the truth of God, the more you're going to realize the lies that you have been just believing, living by, thinking that you're right. Well, you may have been good and sincere, You can be good and sincere and still be living in sin and still be wrong because you don't know the truth of God. You don't know what God requires. You don't know what the Bible is teaching. Now, today we're going to cover a prophecy showing that from the very beginning, the kingdom of God was the goal of what God desires. And every prophecy from the time of Daniel forward, and even those beforehand, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and what are called the minor prophets, and through them are scattered prophecies of the coming kingdom of God. And especially if you'll go online to cbcg.org and download any one of the sermons that we have, and for every Feast of Tabernacles and Last Great Day, we have 8 sermons. And the Feast of Tabernacles and Last Great Day are those feasts which picture the prophetic fulfillment of the Scriptures showing the 1,000-year rule and reign of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ and the resurrected saints with him, bringing peace to this earth. And we are rapidly approaching that time when that's going to take place. And what we're going to see in the world around us is more tragedy, more sin, more sickness, more disease, pestilence, earthquakes, tragedies, and things that are taking place like we are seeing right now. And the world right now is kind of under the pall and oppression of danger and disaster and economic ruin and nations falling and collapsing and wars and rumors of wars and false prophets and business practices gone awry. And we are facing, and I'll have to bring some sermons on that too. You can go online, CBCG, and you can download the one on the coming economic collapse. It's coming because of the kingdoms of men. And the only rescue there is going to be is the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the saints. It's not going to be through Washington, D.C. It's not going to be through the central banks. It's not going to be in Germany or Japan or China or India or Russia or Brazil. None of the nations of the world are going to solve their problems. How do you think the nations of the world are going to solve their problems when all you have to do is look at the UN and see that doesn't work? You know why it doesn't work? Because it's not of God. And they wanted to go and fulfill their will, their way. And when you get right down to it, they are all led of the ruler of this world, Satan the devil. Now let's come back to the book of Daniel, to some prophecies that are 2,700 years old. And if you go online to cbcg.org and download the series we have on Daniel and Revelation with the chart showing the approximate sequence of time frame of these things, then you will understand that the world order from the time of King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon down to the return of Christ has already been foretold and has been established by the prophecies of God. And it's going to be fulfilled and laid out just the way that the Bible says. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he saw this image, and he said it was awesome. A head of gold and a chest of silver, belly and thigh of brass, legs and thighs of iron, and then iron and clay in the feet. Now, he had a lot of advisors. Oh, he had astrologers, he had soothsayers, he had priests, he had counselors, he had those who dealt in witchcraft, you know, and the rolling of the dice and the throwing of the sticks and looking into the livers to find out what these prophecies would mean. So he knew they were all connivers and schemers. And so he got them all together and he said, I had a dream. Now I want you to tell me what the dream was, and I want you to tell me the interpretation of it. And he said, oh, king, if you don't tell us the dream, how can we give you the interpretation? And he says, if you don't tell me the dream and the interpretation, I'm going to have you all beheaded. I'm going to slay every one of you. And so the captain of the eunuchs, or the captain of the intellectuals, these are all the top men in his kingdom. They came running to Daniel and said, the king's going to kill us. And Daniel happened to be in that group because he was studying and learning. But he was sent by God to Babylon for this very purpose. So he and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all prayed to God and asked God for the understanding of what, number one, the dream was, and number two, what the interpretation was. And so then Daniel told the captain of the guard, said, well, take me to the king. So he brought him to the king, and he said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, I can tell you your dream and the interpretation of it. And it's not because of what I have as my abilities or what I can do, but the mighty God has revealed to me the dream and the interpretation of it. So the king said, say on. So he told him, you saw this great image, head of gold, chest of silver, belly of brass, legs of iron, and feet of iron and miry clay. And he said, you beheld this until there was a stone cut out with hands. Now, there's an interpretation of this. And the interpretation is, you, O king, are this head of gold. And after you shall arise a kingdom inferior to you. And we have in history the flow of the empires, Babylon, and then Persia, and then Greece, and then Rome, and then the feet, the end time civilization in which we are living. Now let's see what Daniel says of this. Let's pick it up here, verse 41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but it shall be in it the strength of iron, because you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay. And when you understand the prophecies, that means this end-time civilization in which we are living. You have strong nations, you have weak nations, and it's not holding together. But it's going to come together in a form, and we're going to see, based on Revelation 13, there is a coming final kingdom of Satan, the devil, on this earth, and it's going to be really quite a kingdom indeed. And it's something that is just on the verge of being formed. Now, we'll get into that later, but let's finish this here. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Whereas you saw the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mix themselves with the seed of men, meaning a worldwide system. But they shall not cling one to another, even as iron does not combine with clay. And in the days of these kings, notice, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And we are going to see that's what Jesus Christ preached. That's what the apostles preached and taught. And that those who are true Christians are going to be the ones who are going to enter into that kingdom of God. And that kingdom is going to rule and reign on the earth. Now, we'll see that as we get into other aspects of the kingdom of God. God is going to set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and that kingdom shall be not left to other people, no, only the people of God, only the resurrected saints as we shall see. And it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now, that's the final culmination of the plan of God. It's going to stand forever. It began with Adam and Eve, and they rejected the rule and kingdom of God, and they wanted to go their way. So God has allowed all this time, all the history, down through the time before the flood and Noah, and after the flood of Noah, down through the days of Israel and Judah, and down through the days of all of the other kingdoms. And because Israel and Judah rejected God, he sent them off into captivity. And God sent Nebuchadnezzar to conquer and take away the Jews from Palestine and take them to Babylon in captivity because they rejected God. You read all the book of Jeremiah and see the sins of the people and the sins of the people of God who are the descendants of the children of Israel have been repeated over and over and over and over again. And here in the end time, it is happening again right now, right in the United States of America and the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth and in Northwest Europe. The people of God have rejected God and have gone after Satan, the devil, and his kingdom. That answers the question, why are the governments today so terrible? Well, they've left off God. They've kicked him out of the government, kicked him out of the schools, kicked him out of the courts, kicked him out of the churches. And then people wonder, well, I wonder what's wrong. Well, you in your own life have kicked him out of your life. Oh, no, well, I believe in God. Do you really? Do you really follow God and keep his commandments? Does the kingdom of God rule in your life through the Spirit of God, through the laws of God, the commandments of God? Do you love God and keep his commandments? Now, if you go to church on Sunday, you don't. Oh, you may think you do. But isn't that lovely? What a lovely deception Satan has those people in. They think they're right. They think they're good. But they're not. Now, you better test it for yourself. Just like today. What do we say of America? Oh, we're the greatest nation on earth. Who made them the greatest nation on earth? God did. Who gave them the fairest places of the land? God did. We are suffering the punishment of God because we, as the physical descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel, have rejected his word, have rejected Jesus Christ, and have brought in a counterfeit Christianity and a counterfeit salvation that doesn't bring truth. And so our government is corrupt. That's why the kingdom of God has got to come. That's why this vision to King Nebuchadnezzar, isn't that something that the people of God were so corrupt that God had to give this vision to a Gentile emperor? The king of Babylon. But he needed Daniel from the tribe of Judah, sent of God with the Spirit of God, to interpret it. Isn't that something? Then he continues on, and he said, because you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. That's Christ, who's the rock. And that it broke in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. So we better make sure that we have the right interpretation, using the word of God to rightly divide it. Now let's come to Psalm 2, and let's see a prophecy of Jesus Christ in Psalm 2, that he's going to take over the whole world, that he is going to be the king of the earth, and that the world right now, this is a prophecy being fulfilled right now, that the world is rejecting Christ, mocking God, ridiculing the coming king from God. Psalm 2. What a psalm this is. Now I want you to read this psalm, and then I want you to watch the news on television, read about it in the paper or magazines, whatever you want to do. Go online, download these things. Here it is right here, Psalm 2. Think about the United Nations, all right, when you read this? Verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his Christ. Oh, Christianity without God. We don't want anything to do with God. We can have Christian values. We can have moral values without God. We can have a religion without God. We can be our own gods. Oh. That goes clear back to the Garden of Eden, doesn't it? Has human nature changed? Not one bit. Has Satan the devil still have them deceived? Yes. Here's what they say. Verse 3. Let us break their bands asunder and cut their cords from us. We don't want anything to do with God. Oh, we can solve our problems. Oh, we have technology. Oh, yes, and as one man who got into biology and really studied the finite individual cell, he came to the conclusion and he said, we are gods. What he was looking at was the creation of God himself, what he made. He should have said, yes, we're made in the image of God, by God. See, men want to become gods. Their way. But the truth of the Bible is this. You become a son or daughter of God after the God kind, God's way. Not man's way under Satan the devil. Look at this rebellion here. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Ha! The Almighty Supreme God, who made the heavens and the earth and all that there is, looks down at the nations and are nothing but a drop in a bucket and like grasshoppers to him. They won't look to him. No. Oh, we have to have our idols. We have to have our way. We're going to do things our way. Oh, we'll make it work out. And everything just constantly gets worse and multiplies and rolls over and gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And now we are at the point that we are ready to go into captivity again because of our heinous sins against God. Now you need to think about it. You know, this is not the time for lofty platitudes and sweet talk. This is the time that God says, cry aloud, spare not, show my people their sins. So we'll do that here on Church at Home. That's what you need to do in your life. Now let's take another look at the world today, at the nations of Israel today. And let's reflect on it concerning the world, both ways. Let's see what happens in the kingdom of men cut off from God. Any nation that will not submit to the will of God is under the aegis of Satan the devil. And God judges all of the nations. He's told us that. We've covered that before. Now, we've covered part of this in previous video casts, but I want you to know, I want you to think of it today. And while we're doing this video cast, the oil spill in the Gulf is putrefying the whole Gulf. And we do not know the magnitude of this curse. And it's all because of men going the way that seems right to him, manifested in the collective work of men, where it says there is a way that seems right to a man, and the end thereof are the ways of death, and it's bringing death to the Gulf. It's going to bring death to the people that live there. They don't know when they're going to get this contained. Who knows what'll happen? Only thing we can hope and pray for is that there'll be enough people repent and God will be merciful and mitigate the situation to as much as can be. But we're facing massive unemployment, massive debt, massive things coming along. Now, all because we reject God, all because we endorse 60 million abortions. You think of it. Now, if you're someone who has committed abortion, you can repent to God. But I want you to understand, this nation is going nowhere and nothing is going to improve until they outlaw abortion. And the immigration problem is not going to improve until they outlaw abortion and stop killing the most innocent of human life, right in the safety of its mother's womb. Oh, we're a good people. No, you're not. You went to war to stop Hitler from doing that, didn't you? Now it's a very part of the fabric of this nation. Let's see what God sees when he looks down here. Verse 2, Isaiah 1. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. So he's talking to the heavens and earth. For the God has spoken, I've reared and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me. You rebel against God, you reject his truth, you reject his Sabbath, you reject his holy days. You reject the rule of God in your life. You're rebelling against God. You're only going to reap sorrow and misery and death and destruction. The ox knows its owner and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know me. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, people burdened with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. Watch your news, read your newspaper, see what's happening in the lives of your own family, your own children, and the offspring of others around you. Are they corrupt? Are they in trouble? Are there drugs? Are there illicit sex? Are all of those things taking place? Yes. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One to anger. They have gone away backwards. Isn't that true? Haven't we gone backwards? Oh, we say, oh, we're God's people. Every time we have a tragedy, God bless America. So God has mercy and relieves us for a while. And what do? We're right back to our same sins, just like hogs having been scrubbed and cleaned. And then they see that cesspool and mud hole out there, and they go woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, right into it again, and they're slopping it all up. And that's what we're doing as a people. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence that all of those beaches are not available for all of the parties and sex sins that people like to have down along the Gulf. You want your sex sins? Now, mix it with the oil from the deep. So he says, why should you be stricken anymore? What other another disaster meets us around the corner, huh? An atomic device going off by terrorists? Will you revolt more and more? Oh, yes. People look at me and say, oh, this guy is nuts. Oh, he's a religious fanatic. Who does he think he is? Well, I'm just reading the Word of God. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think you are, that you reject God and his word? From the sole of the foot even to the top of the head there is no soundness in it, only wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, nor soothed with ointment. Your country is a desolation. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in your very presence, and it is wasted and overthrown as strangers. Does that not describe what is happening in America today and in the United Kingdom today? Let me tell you, those who live in the UK, watch out. You're going to be ruled by Muslims. You rejected God. You rejected His truth. You sent out the Bible in English around the world, and now you can't even get 10 people together in a church of England. You have been destroyed and wasted because of your silliness and your sins, and yet in your stubborn pride, you sing O Britannica as if the empire were not in shambles and disintegrated. Same way in America. Same way. You're sick from head to toe. Now this is why, church at home, because the only place that there's going to be recovery is in your home between you and God. There's going to have to be some repentance and lots of prayer and lots of getting into the Bible to get your life squared around, because you have been under the rule of the kingdom of Satan, the devil, not under the rule of the kingdom of God. Now we'll continue in our series of the kingdom of God. There's a lot more to it, and God offers a way out, and we will see that. Now be sure and go on to our other website, cbcg.org, download the series on Revelation, and watch for the current series, The Coming Financial Meltdown of the World, The Global Financial Meltdown. It's going to blow you away, because it is coming. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Calder saying, till next time, so long, everyone.